Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My task this morning is to introduce to you the final days and then Judgment Day itself. And so we turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning reading at the 4th verse. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. These are the words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to talk to you for a few moments about pregnant women. This past couple weeks, a couple women from Peace Lutheran Church, where I attend, have had their babies. And it didn't really come as a shock to me that my pastor's wife had her baby. And it didn't come to me as a great shock that Denise Wooler had her baby either. You see, in the past several months, I've noticed their stomachs growing so much, it looked almost like there was a globe inside of there in the abdomen area, which was a good indication that baby was on board. And you know, these women, they did not pretend either that they weren't pregnant or they weren't going to have a baby. In the last month, the question on everybody's mind was, when is your due date again? And the women would respond, well, the due date is such and such, but you know, it could come a little earlier. The baby could come a little bit later. There was a little imprecision in knowing exactly when that birth would take place. At any rate, then came the happy days for each of these women. And they were much the same. Contractions that are getting closer together, pain, rush to the hospital. And finally, that amazing moment of the birth of a child. I've never yet met a woman who wanted to stay pregnant indefinitely and not give birth to a child. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, St. Paul uses the picture of a woman having birth so that we can better understand what Judgment Day is all about. Think of what it's like at the moment of birth for that baby. All of a sudden, there is a baby who has been relieved from the womb. The cord is cut. All of a sudden, the baby's eyes open and see light for the first time. Breathe air for the first time. Cry in audible sounds for the first time. It's exhilarating for that baby. And so it is in Judgment Day as well. The appearance of the Lord, the appearance of the Lord with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God. And this all takes place in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye. How awesome that day is going to be. We don't know precisely when, but we do know it is coming soon and it's going to be spectacular. Now here in our text, St. Paul writes, "But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You're all sons of the light and sons of the day." I'd like to switch the image now from a pregnant woman to that of a dying Scotsman. There was a dying Scotsman, and his friend was by his bedside and wanted to give him a little bit of encouragement and comfort. So he started to recite some old Scottish poetry, and to that the dying man replied, "I thatched my house when the weather was warm." In other words, when's the best time to put the roof on your house? When it's raining, when it's snowing, when a catastrophe is looming high above? No, it's during the pleasant times of summer. What he was really saying is, "I'm right with my Maker. I have read his word. I have concentrated on his word. I know his promises, and I'm going to hold him to those promises as well." That's the way it should be for us. Whether death takes us first or whether Judgment Day comes before that, either way, what an exciting and exhilarating day. So how can we look forward to that day of judgment? Well, sadly, not everyone can. Those who live apart from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ may think they have it made, but they really, really don't. It's like a person who whistles in the dark. People who whistle in the dark really haven't prepared themselves for those things that go bump in the night. Oh, lots of people pretend that it's not going to be bad. They self-medicate. They try to assure themselves with human philosophy and psychology to say, there is nothing after this. It's been a good life. I've been a good person. No, it's not like that. It seems as though those people who are constantly putting down our Savior and putting down His people are the people who deep down are the most frightened. They're frightened because they know there is a perfect God, and they are well aware of their own imperfection. Those who use the name Jesus as a cuss word will meet that Jesus Christ who was crucified but who lives and reigns through all eternity and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Oh, yes. And those who have dismissed the whole idea of devil or hell will be with the devil forever in hell. So how do we look forward to the end of the world? As Christians, we do, and our text tells us why. You are sons of the light and sons of the day. Those who have washed themselves in the blood of the Lamb are sons. Where I come from, family and adoption mean a lot. Nearly 60 years ago, my grandfather, missionary Edgar Genther, was officially adopted into the White Mountain Apache tribe. That day, at that ceremony, he became an Apache. He never, ever had to leave the reservation again. He could hunt and he could fish without license or question. He was a son. He was an Apache. Through faith in Christ Jesus, we are sons. We are sons of none other than God. God is our Father. Jesus is our brother. We have the full rights and privileges of heaven, and the official ceremony when that will take place is on Judgment Day. You see, Jesus Christ's righteous life for us and Jesus Christ's sacrificial death on Calvary's cross for us has been the payment that we might be adopted as the children of the Heavenly Father. And so our prayer today is simply this: Lord, protect us and be with us. Help us to stay away from the darkness of this evil world. Help us rather to revel in the light of our Savior Jesus Christ. And Lord, fill us with eager anticipation for that day when we will be forever with the Lord throughout eternity. Amen.